Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Let's celebrate. It's all right.
Well, happy Sunday. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, July 28th, 2024, and we are celebrating and broadcasting from the lovely city of Atlanta. Yes, as you heard the song, we are celebrating Disability Pride Awareness Month. And so please stay tuned. Well, once again, since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway, it would only be appropriate, I believe, to give especially those first-time listeners the answer. And so etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England, they copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So, you know what? Let's just applaud them for what they did. Kudos out to Charles I and II. So appreciate that. So, this evening, we are discussing and celebrating Disability Pride Awareness Month. And, of course, you know, some of you may not, you know, even have heard of Disability Pride Awareness Month. And so if that is the case, you are certainly going to walk away from this show with a lot of information. And that's what we like to do on this show, is to inform and inspire, educate, encourage. And so tonight will be no different. And I am going to bring on, I am so excited about my special co-host and guest, if you will, because this is not the first time he's been on. Probably certainly need to bring him on a little more often, because this is a topic that so many people are just really not aware of. And sometimes, you know, if you are unaware of how to interact with people who have disabilities, you know what? Sometimes you might do the wrong thing just simply because you don't know. And so that's what this show is going to be all about this evening. And so I'm so excited to bring him back on. Had him on probably, oh, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago, but it's been too long. Andre, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Happy Sunday to you. I am so excited that you are back. I remember the last time you were on was one of our highest rated shows. We received so much feedback about the show, and I know tonight will be no different. And since it has been a while since you've been on, I am going to ask you, if you will, just to tell everyone a little bit about yourself, okay?
All right. Well, my name is Andreas. I've been a disability advocate for over 15 plus years, talking about disability rights. I also have a disability as well. So I just use my platform to educate people about disability rights and to also get them know that just because we have a disability, we should all be treated equal and the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And guys, you know, I like to usually do a little, you know, also a little background about, of course, you know that, as we mentioned, that July is Disability Pride Month. And it is a month-long celebration to specifically commemorate the Americans with Disability Act, right? The landmark legislation was signed into law on July 26, 1990, and this law guarantees that people with disabilities can enjoy the same rights and opportunities as everyone else, okay? And where it comes from, Disability Pride Month, and let me stop myself for a minute, because, guys, you know when I get excited, I just forget to give out the information. You can certainly join in the conversation at 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. Send us an email to etiquetteladies@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your comments, okay? But anyway, who is responsible for this? The occurrence of this commemoration, which, of course, we said that the month of July proceeds from the historic legislation signed into law on July 26th. And the president was President George H.W. Bush. Okay, so again, he signed this into law on July 26, 1990, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and this legislation itself resulted, though from many, many years of effort and collaboration among persons with disabilities, representatives and their staff on Capitol Hill, as well as civil servants working in federal agencies. And so, yeah, I always like to do a little bit of the backstory. What I really want to do, I want to just get started with you, Andreas. I know that here again that we're aiming to educate, and when I did a poll, you know, the poll came back with, you know, I think it was 75% of people who have interacted with people with disabilities were not really comfortable because they did not really know, I guess, the proper etiquette, if you will. So we can also look at this show, of course, as a disability etiquette show, right? And oftentimes, if we don't know how to interact, you know, many times we just kind of, again, we don't know what to do. So sometimes when you don't know what to do, whatever you end up doing is not always the right thing to do, right? So, so Andreas, I want to just kind of start with you, with what's really, excuse me, comfortable a place to start is kind of pet peeves. And I know, you know, with you being on this show before, you have several pet peeves. And again, guys, we are aiming to educate this evening. And so if you would just kind of start, if you would, maybe with one of your pet peeves when it comes to others interacting with you that may not necessarily, you know what to do when they, you know, when they interact with you.
One of my pet peeves that I deal with on a constant basis as someone with a disability is when I'm alone, you know, going to the mall or going shopping or going out with friends, and when somebody were to come up to me out of the blue and says, they don't say hi, don't say anything, but it's stale. They don't know how to, like, they seem kind of, like, afraid to engage with me in the intelligent conversation with me. And they got a habit of stealing, or they got a habit of talking to me. My real pet peeve is when someone come up to me and talk to me, like, in a baby voice. Like, because they think that because I have a physical disability, they also consider me having physical disability, they think I have a mental disability as well, which is not the case. But people always get to make that assumption, so they treat me and talk to me in a certain type of way that's inappropriate.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So Of course, their preference is that people would interact with you like they would interact with anyone else, you know, as they're speaking to you. And so avoiding using a baby voice. Oh, that's really good. That's really good. I know also, you know, what's important too, that sometimes when you may be with someone else, and let me ask you if this has happened to you as well. Say if you were, you know, with a friend or with your mom or someone, and they come up and they really want to, they want to ask you something or have a conversation, but they actually, you know, may just talk to your mom, or they may talk to your friend or whoever you're with that does not appear, if you will, to be disabled. Does that bother you? Because generally you want, what, to, they need to talk directly to you, right?
Yes, they need to talk directly to me. And the thing is, unfortunately, people get to, you know, assume, or people, some people don't know, but some people get to assume that I'm not capable of an intelligent conversation. So they were always taught to, like you're saying, it will always talk to a friend or my family instead of me. And it always makes me feel, it made me feel like easily, I could easily ask, you know, answer that question or answer your concerns. However, you go into a adult party other than me, it makes me feel, it made me feel like horrible, like, because don't treat me like I don't exist, because I exist, you know. So when people treat me like I don't exist and talk to someone else I'm going out with, then that don't feel good.
Very good. So here, once again, you know, you want to engage, you know, and actually speak directly, you know, to the person, and not, I guess we can call it like around you, right? So what are some of your others, other pet peeves or some of your other thoughts?
My other pet peeves are when people, the people that come up to me and just try to help me out of the blue, even though I don't ask for it. I want to try to be as independent as possible. I want to be able to try to do it myself. And if I have trouble, of course, I will ask somebody to assist me. But when somebody just assumes and just assists me without talking to me first, it also makes me feel like, it made me feel like I'm using my sense of independency, because they're supposed to do what I do for me without asking, hey, do you need, before asking, hey, do you need help?
That's really good. So, in other words, you know, just stop assuming, you know, automatically just assuming because they see you and you may be in a wheelchair that you automatically need help. So independence is very, very, you know, important, right? And I think that's probably what we want to really be able to get across to the listeners is independence, why it's important to be independent and not to assume for anyone to assume that you are not independent or that you don't desire to be independent. And that's really good. That's really good. So just either, you know, wait for this person to ask for help. Don't assume that they automatically need your help. And if they do, you know, they'll certainly, you know, ask. And I want to talk about one of the major, there were so many people on the last show or as a result from that last show that were so guilty of this, I call it a disability etiquette blunder, if you will. And is using the wheelchair access button on the door. Please talk about that and break that down a little bit, okay, when you are, you know, going to a building, getting ready to enter a building, and there is, you know, the big silver button that a lot of people just can't seem to, you know, pass up without hitting it. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because that was huge in our conversation when you were on, one of the times you were on before, and there were so many people guilty of this, and they just didn't even really realize it. And so would you please talk about that for a minute?
Yes, it's been a couple of times that I go to an establishment, at the mall, for example. We get the mall example. I go to the mall, yeah. And when I go to the mall, you know, the big silver button, you know, the automatic doors, you put the doors open. One time when I went there, the door was opening. I was like, okay. So I had to wait for someone to enter into the mall to keep the door open so I could go through. So I talked to one of the people that, you know, that helped with the door and do all the stuff for it. I talked to one of them, and I was like, so I saw the door not working. What's going on? Because that's not fair to me. I can't get into the establishment, and I got to wait for somebody to either enter or leave to get the, you know, to go inside. And I feel, and he told me that he truly saw it and he apologized, and he was saying how so many people are using that door. You know, people that don't even need to use it, that can easily just open the door on their own. The more time you put on that button, the more time you press on it, they're not going to work. They're going to have trouble, you know, reducing the mechanism for the door to unlock and to open up. So he was telling me, like, so many people press it that why it don't work. And I think that's a serious issue because it's unfair to me. Why do I got to wait until somebody enter or leave the establishment just for me to go inside and give what I need and what I want done in the complex?
Okay, so let me reiterate what you said, because I know that, and I admitted it the last time you were on, and I know we definitely talked about it during, over the pandemic as well, and a lot of people were guilty, especially during that time, because no one wanted to touch the handles or anything like that. And, you know, hey, we all understand, you know, we were trying to, if we didn't have like a tissue or a piece of cloth or something in our hands that we can pull the door open, right? Many times people would just press that button and not really realize and not even think about that this is, it's battery operated, and batteries don't last forever, right? And with you saying that they had said that, you know, everybody was just using the door, but when it came time for you to use it, who it was actually designed and created for, because you're in a wheelchair and you need to use that access. And I think almost, if I'm not mistaken, I've seen written, you know, on a lot of the buttons that it says wheelchair access. So guys, think about that for a minute. And, you know, if it says wheelchair access, you're not in a wheelchair, then you don't need to touch that button because that's not for you. And like he said, he had to wait until someone either, you know, was leaving, you know, they're exiting, or they're, you know, coming up to enter, and just sit there and wait. And yes, absolutely, that was unfair. And so many people have been guilty of that. And so, guys, you know, if you're guilty, you're listening, you're guilty of that, okay, just repent right now. Because I know I had to repent when you were on the show, when you were on the show before we were talking about it, because I was guilty. And so what we want to do is just, you know, we want to enlighten consciousness you know, this evening. And if you don't know, you just don't know. So that's why we're trying to share this information. And we're going to start picking up some of our callers. Guys, 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, and we'll be glad to hear your comment or your question, okay? So the first number, the last four digits is 8005. The last four digits of this phone number is 8005. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hello?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Oh, I can't hear. I'm so sorry. What's going on? Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, we can hear you.
Hi, my name is Lanice, and actually, that is my son, Andreas, and I can actually say firsthand some of the things that happen. I have a problem with stairs. I have a problem with people coming to him and letting him know that they're going to pray for him. I have a problem with people not realizing that when you're parking in these handicapped spaces and when you're using the doors to press a button to walk in, you can walk. You actually walk to the door to press the button to go in. So how do you feel? I'm sorry, because I do get a little bit emotional when it comes to this, but it's like society has gotten so entirely lazy. These things are done for a certain purpose and a certain reason, and that is for people who do not have the ability to be able to walk and or that cannot walk far, and that's why these things are created. You know, us as a society really need to look and think about these things. What if you could not walk? How would you feel? How would you feel if you, as a walking, physically able body, you're walking into a store and someone's just staring at you for whatever reason? Or they just walk up to you and say, you know, I'm going to pray for you. Or they don't speak to you, they speak to your partner. I mean, you know, we just have to start thinking as a society, especially as adults, a little bit more logically when it comes to situations like this, because it can be frustrating. And I do apologize. I just went right into it. I feel very strongly about that.
Absolutely. Well, that's why we are having this show right now. That's why we are certainly discussing this topic, because it is very important. And you mentioned handicapped parking spots, and I definitely want to talk about that in great detail, because I see so many people who are just absolutely ignoring this rule, and I do want to talk about that. And, you know, you can be fined and all of those kinds of things, but just knowing that, you know, just like she said, if, you know, if you are walking and you do not have a handicap placard or sticker, then you're not supposed to be parking there. And we see infractions done every single time. And because I'm, you know, I observe those kinds of things, and probably because of teaching etiquette, you know, I'm always looking for, you know, the protocol and if the protocol is actually being followed. So I definitely want to talk about that at great length. I am going to I'm going to hold you over for just a moment. I'm going to see if I can pick up another call before we take a break. Thank you so much for the comment. 1545 is the last four digits of this phone number. 1545. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello. Hello.
Hi, Donna. Okay. This is me. Come in.
Hello. Okay, they may be just listening. We will, I'll try to circle back. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to circle back to the caller. And guys, you can feel free to join the conversation as well. 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. We have room for you. We're going to take just a really quick break, and then we're going to keep this conversation going. We would love to hear your thoughts, okay? So we will be back in just a moment, so don't go away, okay?
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800, 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Have you secured your copy of the book, What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley. Key strategies for building successful working relationships. This handy reference guide empowers you with tips to sharpen your etiquette tools, such as how to conduct successful meetings, how to connect with your customers, how to walk into any room with confidence and poise, and mastering the art of networking, only to name a few. Whether you are a student, CEO, entrepreneur, contractor, business owner, or employee, you'll want to add this resource to your library. Go to courteouspublications.com, that's C-O-U-R-T-E-O-U-S, publications.com, click on Books, and click the What is Business Etiquette Anyway photo and secure your copy today. What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley.
Are you a leader, prospective leader, or are you looking to take your leadership skills to a whole new level? Or perhaps you want to apply for a leadership position, but are not quite sure if you're ready. Donna Page Riley is a John Maxwell Leadership Certified team member, speaker, master level trainer, and transformational coach, who is passionate about helping you to reach your purpose, vision, and goals. Donna has 3 decades of experience in training and coaching both youth and adult learners. Coaching with Miss Donna will help give you the confidence you need to move forward and succeed. Go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Click Contact Me and request a free discovery call. That's www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Again, that's www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Or email her directly at missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. That's missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com.
Have you ever dreamed of becoming an author? You've wanted to write a book but are not sure of how to get started? Or perhaps you want to write a book, but you hate writing. The truth is, most of us have information and testimonials inside of us that need to be shared. Did you know that reading about your story can possibly change the trajectory of someone's life for the good? People are waiting and needing to be guided, directed, inspired, and encouraged. And this can happen just from reading your story. CourteousPublications.com can help you write your book and get it out. We offer virtual workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions. And if you don't want to write it yourself, we can write it for you. For more information, go to CourteousPublications.com. That's CourteousPublications.com, C-O-U-R-T-E-O-U-S, PubliCations.com, or you can send an email to courteouspublications1@gmail.com. We help want-to-be authors write books.
Congratulations, Ambassador Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady, for being appointed as Ambassador for Peace by the Universal Peace Federation. Also, congratulations for being a Her Story Award recipient given by the Women's Federation for World Peace USA. They honor your exemplary work of educating others on social etiquette and lending your voice to the right causes based on your journey of overcoming unimaginable challenges. In addition, they applaud your service to your community filled with love and compassion. Donna Paige Riley, may you and your work continue to make the world a polite place to live.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, everyone, we are back, and we are celebrating Disability Pride Awareness Month. Thank you all for your patience and holding. We're going to come back to the phone in just a second. However, what I want Andreas to do, if he would, I would really like to have him, you know, I know we're talking about Disability Pride Awareness Month, but I would really like to have him just kind of detail out really exactly what that is. I know I told a little bit about the backstory of it, but I want him to just kind of, if you would, just in a little more detail, just kind of break it down. Would you do that, Andreas?
Yes, I will. Disability Pride Month is real. People with disabilities all come together. We all come together. It's parades. It's, we got different events, you know, in different states, of course, and everybody, you know, all of the United States celebrate this event. We celebrate this event to show that we as disabled people are still, or just like everybody else, of course, well, we need assistance on certain aspects of our lives, but at the end of the day, we are still like everybody else. And Disability Pride Month is also to break the stigma of how people look at us in the disability community. How people look at us like we won't be able to have our own house. How people think we won't be able to have our own cars. How people think we won't be able to have a successful career or go to college. And this month shows people that we as a community, in the disabled community, we come at unison to show others that we are just like y'all and we just need assistance on certain things. And the whole concept of this is to show that, yet break the stigma and yet all help each other out, because at the end of the day, the world will be a better place.
Thank you so much for that. And guys, in case you are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about Disability Pride Awareness Month, and, you know, we're talking about disability etiquette, you know, if you will, just learning how to interact with others who, you know, may be different from you, that you may not be so comfortable. So our aim is certainly to help you to be comfortable in how you interact and not necessarily assume that, you know, someone needs your help. Just because they may be in a wheelchair or they may, you know, be a little bit different from you, or they may have parked in the, say, the handicapped parking space illegally, you know. And when I say legally is, listen, I know myself, I see so many people breaking the rule. And, you know, for the question of, you know, can anyone park in a, you know, disabled parking spot? And the answer is you need to have a blue badge to display on the dashboard. Otherwise, you know, you could be fined, or some of them, the placards can go around, what is this, the mirror, the hanging ones as well. And you know, as far as the law, you know, it should be unlawful for any person to stop, stand, or park any vehicle in a parking place for persons with disabilities unless there is displayed on the driver's side of the dashboard or hung from the rearview mirror, as I just mentioned, of the parked vehicle. And to see these infringements so much. And guys, did you know that there are fees, you know, that you can receive, you know, that you have to pay. But the issue is this, and because I have someone who sends me information constantly, and he can legally park in a parking lot, handicapped parking spot. He has his placard, I mean, and he's disabled, and he sends me information all the time and pictures of people parking there I know that there was one, I wish he could have joined us this evening, but there was one photo that he had sent to me that there was no space. I mean, he parked in the spot, but someone parked right next to him, but they parked in part of the slot. So he was showing me that he could not get out. So he had to walk all the way around to the other side, and he had an oxygen tank, and, you know, it was just terrible. And you know, while he was trying to maneuver, you know, to get everything, he get himself out of the car and then get back in, he happened to notice, of course, that the person that was parked there was illegal. He was illegally parked because he did not have a placard or any kind of permit. And he, you know, he saw him as he was coming back and just as casual as he could be, you know, walking. And I know, you know, earlier we heard, I mean, if you can walk, then why not just walk from a spot that you can walk from instead of taking that particular spot that is, again, designated, you know, for people that are disabled or do have handicaps. So, we're really, again, trying to make sure that we kind of make you conscious. And in each state actually has a different fine. You know, they're fine. I mean, and they can go from like $20 to $250, but they're stating that a $100 fine is pretty common. And but I remember this gentleman had mentioned to me, you know, it seems as though a lot of the police aren't really doing anything about it. So evidently they need to double down and do what they need to do in order to issue tickets. And then I know someone sent me information, said that they saw a police parked in the handicapped spot. And yeah, but we'll move right along. I'm going to go back to the phones. Guys, thank you all so much for your patience. I certainly do appreciate it. The last four digits of this number, 1545. The last four digits, 1545. Hello. Hello, the last four digits are 1545. Okay. We will see if we can circle back here in just a moment. And let's see, 8846, the next last four digits, 8846, 8846. Okay, they may be just listening as well, as some people will do that in the event that they cannot stream. But Andreas, I would like for you to, you know, maybe talk a little more about, you know, some maybe pet peeves and some information that you would like the quote-unquote able-bodied community to understand a little better.
I would like the able-bodied community to understand that you could treat us the same way you treat your other able-bodied friends. you're going to have to treat us like, just because don't look, you assume by you looking at the wheelchair or you looking at some kind of mobility device, a.k.a. like a walking stick for the blind, or you're looking for hearing aids. Don't look at none of that. Look into us in our eyes, we're normal people. Because we are normal people. We got dealt with different type of cards, and we still don't even have to, you know, give us the support that we always wanted 2 years. We got to do things a little bit differently, but at the end of the day, the main thing is treat us like everybody else, and we'll be fine.
Thank you so much for that. I am going to read this message. It says, Miss Donna, thanks for covering this topic. My mom is disabled, and I get tired of people staring at her like she has four heads. She is blind and is very intelligent. And this comes from Missy in Alpharetta, Georgia. Missy, thank you for that. And that, again, is certainly a prime example of what we're talking about. You know, of what we're talking about. And again, you know, sometimes when people are not sure, you know, how to act or how to react, then, you know, many times, you know, oftentimes you act inappropriately. So that's one of the main reasons that we want to do this show. Let's see if we can go back and pick up callers here. 1545, the last 4 digits, 1545. Hello.
Hello, Donna.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hey,
how are you?
Yeah, I've tried like 3 times. One of the things that really stand out to me, because, you know, I'm always standing out for what's right. I mean, standing up for what's right. And it's like, imagine that you arrive in a parking lot and the only accessible spot is taken by someone who doesn't need it. I mean, not only is it just an inconvenience, but it is a barrier for those who genuinely rely on those spaces. So we have to stand up for the people who are able, because, I mean, it shouldn't be happening in the first place. I mean, I mean, there's been times where I've done it. You know, hey, I just got to run in the store right quick. But you got to politely, like, remind these people the importance of these spots. And as you said, I mean, different states charge different fees. I know here in Kentucky, I've seen them charge anywhere from $200 to $250. So advocating for a stricter enforcement of the parking regulations and also educate others on why these spaces are vital for the independence and mobility of the disabled individual. So I say together, our awareness and actions can definitely make a significant difference in ensuring that everyone has the assets that they need and deserve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And guys, here again, we are trying to just get you to understand. And I know you mentioned too, and sometimes I'm sure people do, they think, well, look, I just want to run in. I need to just run in the store or run in the building for just a second. And there aren't any other close regular spots, but I just, you know, I'm just going to be in there for a second and it's no big deal. Well, actually, it is a big deal. Because that could be, just a second when someone, you know, comes up, right, that absolutely needs that space. So, guys, we just really want you to be really, really more conscious of what you're doing and be grateful that you are able to walk the extra distance. I know I did a post, I think it was the early part of the year, and it was about exactly, you know, being – really, you know, making sure that you are being, you know, kind of polite to others who are different, you know, from you and who may need to utilize, especially, and keep referring to the parking spots, because that is just so common. And I'm telling you, I know personally, I see it all the time, and I look for it. I really do. Like I said, you know, in teaching etiquette, I look for, you know, it's just second nature for me. And I just see so many. And I remember I had a reaction to one of the posts that I posted about that. And I remember one lady said, you know, that if people, you know, would consider, you know, not being so lazy and just thinking that they can walk from across the parking, across the parking lot, then they should be grateful that they're able to do that. And not just to be lazy to because there's nothing close by, in their opinion, that they can utilize, you know. And so that is just, it's paramount. It absolutely is. And so guys, and thank you all so much for listening this evening, because this is really important. We ask certainly that you would share this information with others. Because, you know, like I said, everybody doesn't know, this is not a topic that you hear discussed all the time as well. And so you want to make sure that, you know, we do continue to share information. And I know, Andres, as well, you know, there are just so many other, you know, areas that we can go on and on. Talking about, let's talk about, how do you feel when, you know, you are interacting and talking to someone, you know, you're in public and you're talking to someone, and what they do is they try to either, you know, if you're not speaking, you know, fast enough for them, how do you feel when someone tries to just, you know, like, okay, hurry up, or in other words, they try to finish your sentence for you? How does that make you feel?
Have
you had that happen to you?
Yeah, I had that happen to me numerous times, to where people will, you know, A, overtalk me, or B, just, you know, A, you could tell by the fact they don't care about the conversation that you are, you know, talking to, and they don't want to hold it up and end it. And it's the fact of, it's really disrespectful, and it makes me feel like I want my voice to be heard too. You know, I want my voice to be heard too, and I want people to know that issues are going on every day. And when people just, you know, interrupt me, or like they don't care, it really affects me in a way.
And it's just so important, you know, guys, not to do that, you know. And if someone has, if you're difficult understanding what they're saying, you know, just ask, you know, it's okay to ask you to repeat what you said, right? To get a clear understanding, is that okay to ask, you know, you to repeat what you said, and instead of pretending that you understand and brushing you off?
Yeah. Yeah, it's I want people to be patient with me. I do have a speech impediment, so some words don't come out as clearly as others. So I would appreciate people to be patient with me while I speak about whatever I need to talk about, or any advice if I need to give them advice or anything of the sort. To be patient with me. And, you know, I would give you the same respect back when you engage in the conversation and talk back to me in a way of the same respect that you gave me. And we would have an honest and true conversation.
Mm-hmm. And you just said the word of the night, respect. And that is just so important. And again, you know, if you don't understand, if you can't understand, just ask, you know, would you kindly repeat what you said? And then, of course, you know, it's so important, and whoever, you know, could not really understand, and really you want to listen carefully as well. That is really important to do, is to, you know, be a very intentional listener instead of just trying to, you know, finish what someone else is saying, especially so that you can go ahead and talk, or talking over, you know, someone. That is extremely rude as well. Very, very, very rude. Okay, so but yeah, we can actually, you know what, this conversation could just go on and on and on, because there is just so much to learn. It's just so much to learn. And oftentimes, you know, people do the wrong thing when you don't know what to do. So that's why it's so important to keep yourself in a frame of mind where you are continuing to listen or to learn. Well, listen and learn. And so that, you know, I believe everyone likes to feel comfortable, but it's going to take some intentionality to be able to be comfortable. You know, and to continue and to learn, you know. Let me go back here. Let me see. Okay. Okay, here's one. Miss Donna, my dad took up for me when he saw someone parking in the handicapped space when we needed to park there. My dad got out of the car and he said something to the man and asked him to move. The man wanted to know why he needed to move, and my dad told him, because I needed to get the wheelchair out, and I was so grateful. Okay, so that's another example. And, you know, I would say now to kind of be careful. You know, you have to be careful and use some discernment when you approach people, because that was really, seems like that was a positive experience. So many people are so rude and selfish that many times, you know, that could have caused a scene. So, yeah, you do want to be careful with that. Just want to go back. Let's see here. Oh, gosh, we're about out of time, guys. And I know I did not get a chance to get to all the callers, so we may have to extend this out. Guys, we will let you know. Wow. Okay, yeah, we are about out of time. Give me one second. Let me see here. Looks like, let's see if we can pick up 7728. Last four digits, 7728. 7728. Okay, they could be just listening. Okay, we may need to pick this up again. Andreas, thank you so much for coming on and to help educate. I know we are at the end of the show, and I just want to applaud you so much for being willing to come on and to share. And guys, we covered a lot of information this evening, making sure that, you know, you wait for people who appear to have a disability to ask for help. You know, they do want to be independent. Stop pushing the automatic buttons when you walk up to the door. Those are not for you. If you are walking up to the door, okay. We talked about handicapped parking spots, but we may have to continue this conversation, Andreas, because guys, I'm so sorry I didn't get to everyone, and I'm looking at additional messages. But Andreas, you can let me know if you are available again, and we can certainly continue, okay?
Well, Andreas, thank you, Claire.
Well, I thank you again. And guys, listen, we so appreciate you. When you listen to the show, thank you so much. If it's your first time, welcome. And I certainly thank also my loyal listeners. If you have an etiquette, a question, or a topic you'd like to hear us address, let me know, and we'll see what we can do. Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a bright place to live, and we know we can only do that one person at a time, with your help, of course. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. Comes from Proverbs 3:3. And I ask that you would initiate an act of kindness this week. And you can really initiate an act of kindness every day, right? Because it just does not take a whole lot of effort to do that. All right. So, again, thank you so much for joining us. And even though, as I mentioned, nationally, July is Disability Pride Awareness Month, but it really should be every single day. And so that's why we're going to be able to continue this conversation as well, because this is something that needs to be addressed, you know, every day. And as we interact with persons who have disabilities, to know exactly what, you know, how to act and how to interact. Okay, again, I want to applaud you, Andrea. Thank you again. Thank you so much. It's so appreciated. And guys, and we ask that you would join us next week. And I certainly do appreciate, and I am going to challenge each and every one of you as a takeaway, that when you come in contact with people who have disabilities, be kind, but, you know, don't be pushy. You know, don't assume someone needs your help unless they ask. I think that was one of your takeaways, right, Andreas?
Yes. It's one with, yes.
Yeah. And I meant to ask you if you had any closing comments for this episode or not.
My closing comment is I would be. I would be kind and I would be respectful and be aware of situations. Instead of being assuming things, be aware. If you see somebody, they have a disability and you don't know what it is, ask them what it is. So you can be aware of the disability. And it can also give you a better idea how to hope as well, because it'll give you an idea of what they can and what they might need help with if they have trouble. So always be kind, always do your research about, you know, like different disabilities, you know. It only takes a minute to yawn about disability history and disability rights.
Very good. Great, great comments, guys. So you heard it here first. And again, thank you so much for listening, and thank you all for hanging out a little later this evening. We started a little later this evening, and we will certainly be speaking with you all again. Thanks again. Take care. Good night, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.
Experiences make life more meaningful. With MasterCard's Priceless.com, you can immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences in dining, sports, entertainment, and more in over 40 exciting destinations. From golf with a legendary player, a cooking class with a celebrity chef, or getting on the field during the 2024 MLB postseason, fuel your passions and create memories with experiences on Priceless.com. Explore experiences today at Priceless.com, exclusively for MasterCard cardholders. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a fact. Heating and air systems are wonderful, right up until they don't work. If your HVAC system is more than 15 years old, or you find yourself making frequent repair calls, it may be time to invest in a new system. Estes Services can help you determine the right course of action and help you save money on your energy bills. Visit EstesAir.com to schedule your free estimate today. That's EstesAir.com. Save money and hassles with an estimate from Estes Services today. EstesAir.com. That's ESTES Air.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.